and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Mike. You can find on the Twittens at Review and Roast. Or if you really gave a shit, he's probably on there too at MikeMiro7, I think.
Meh.
But he doesn't really check that account because that's just for his weird booty calls.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of something funny to go with that. But
no, you're not that funny. Continue.
I feel like the game we just finished fucking took all the humor out of me. But we'll get to that podcast next.
Yep.
You can also find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. All of our podcasts from now moving forward will also be available on the YouTube. And if I decide to, you know, download the previous 300 or so podcasts and upload them to YouTube, that might happen, but I wouldn't count on it.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It's a ton of stupid work, and especially since all you really got to do is go to comicroast.com and you can find all of the podcasts we've ever done under this name, because it might even have some of the previous ones from when we did the Area Men. Holy cow, that's years ago. We also have an Instagram at Review and Roast and at Star Wars Tabletop. But today we are here to talk to you about the Netflix original movie, What Happened to Monday? Or if you are not in America, I believe it is called Seven Sisters. I don't know who calls it what.
Or if it was a version of that movie before, or is it just called that?
Yeah, it was super weird.
Think about it.
Yeah. So, in a world where families are limited to one child due to overpopulation, a set of identical septuplets avoid being put to a long sleep by the government and dangerous infighting while investigating the disappearance of one of their own. So this is directed by Tommy Wirkola. My phone just went off.
Perfect.
Written by Max Botkin and Carrie Williamson. Starring Noomi Rapace. seven times, because she does play the lead character who plays the set of septuplets, which is seven identical twins. Sounds like a lot. They explain it in the movie. I'm not going to go into super detail. But also we have Glenn Close and Willem Dafoe and a few others who you might recognize their faces. But really, honestly, Noomi definitely steals the show on this one. I mean, she literally plays seven characters with seven completely different personalities, and she pretty much nails all of them. Like, it's pretty impressive when you really think about it.
Oh, for sure.
So anywho, basically what happens is, I'll give you the short version of why, you know, there were seven. Basically through the prolonged use of GMOs, yay, we've been able to feed everybody. But the long-term effects are women are now producing, instead of having one or two kids at a time, and maybe sometimes an unheard of three, they're having five, six, seven, eight, nine kids at a time, and the planet cannot sustain the amount of people. So you basically, as a family, get to go, okay, we're going to keep this one. The rest of you go get cryogenically frozen until the planet can sustain more life, more or less, until we fix what we fucked up. So Willem Dafoe's daughter has seven kids, dies during childbirth, and he decides that I am not going to give any of these kids up. I'm going to raise them, and what they're going to do.
And that was part of the daughter's wish, I believe, because if you recall, she died in childbirth due to complications, and the doctor was sort of like, well, if we were in a place that had some stuff, maybe we could have. And basically, right. Dafoe tells the doctor, yeah, like, the reason she used you is because she knew you wouldn't report her, blah, blah, blah. So it was kind of like one of them deals where there's like impoverished citizens that are trying to keep their kids and this, that, and the other thing. What is it? The Child Allocation Bureau? Is that the name of the...
Something like that, yeah.
Right, okay. CAB, I know it was that.
Yeah, and that is actually run by Glenn Close.
Right.
Who, you know, has obviously gotten some... she's gotten some pushback on it, but it's also what kept her in office for this long, because mm-hmm. she's, you know, in the long run, she's saving the planet. And so how it basically works is he just names them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, just whatever.
Right.
And his plan is basically, you know, once they reached, you know, school age, he was like, okay, well, tomorrow you guys start going to school. So on Monday, you go out. Tuesday, you go out. Wednesday, you go out. So on and so forth. And you're all going to take the persona of Kate Settman, right?
Kate Stedman.
Well, it's Settman.
Settman? Yep. Karen,
yes, because that was their mother's name, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so they basically they go out, they live life for the day, then they come back, report to everybody else. This they give them the breakdown of the day so that there's, you know, very little discrepancy.
Yeah, they do like a little end of the day video.
Right. Oh, because, well, this is 55, 56 years in the future, so they got, you know, little digital devices on your arm that basically act as your ID, your money, mm-hmm. your basically your life, and they have checkpoints set up all over the place, so you're always, you know, and they're always asking, you know, do you have any siblings? Do you got to do this? You got to scan your eyeballs. You got to do, you know, all kinds of stuff to prove you are who you are, basically. And obviously, by the title of the movie, what happened to Monday? Well, one day, Monday went to work and didn't come home. So then the others start freaking out, like, oh, did she go home with somebody? Did she get the promotion? Because they were up for a promotion. So, like, oh, maybe she got the promotion and went out to celebrate. And, you know what I mean? Is what it is. Maybe she'll be back.
Well, and part of the reason, too, was Monday of the Seven Sisters was sort of the most
learned,
professional.
Yeah.
And motivated, and, you know, that was one of the things was they specifically made a mention. All the other sisters said, well, shit, like, Monday's never late in 30 years of our existence.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. So that was also part of the reason why it caused the alarm.
Right. And when you don't know what happened, because basically what they do is, you know, she's a sophisticated one, but there's also one of them who's like the computer nerd who tracks everybody's movements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her transponder or beeper or whatever you want to call it, her little wrist Fitbit went off the grid. So they don't know where she is. She didn't check in. So they don't know if she's just, you know, passed out with some dude partying. They don't know if, you know, she got picked up. They don't know if she's dead. They don't know anything. So now they're in the little conundrum of, well, if something serious happened and I show up at work, it's going to look pretty fucking odd. You know what I mean? So they don't know what to do. So they eventually decide, you know, to just go on with their lives. Like, okay, just she'll show up. We can't not show up to work because if somebody comes over here checking up on us, we might get fucked and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't odd when Tuesday showed up to work. So right away, you're like, okay, so you got the promotion. Congratulations. You went out, you partied. And she's asking her assistant, like, what happened yesterday?
Which restaurant was it that we went to?
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, this, that, and the other thing. Because normally they get the scoop every day. So it's not odd for her to be at work. It's just odd that she has no idea what happened the day before.
Right. So she kind of played it off like, oh, I had too much to drink. Where did I go again? And so they start trying to track her down. She's just gone. And then... what did you say it was? The Child Adjustment
Allocation
Bureau, Allocation mm-hmm. Bureau or whatever. So they then pick up Tuesday shortly thereafter while she's trying to figure out what happened to Monday. And then you find out that they're on to Monday. And now they got her. And, you know, Glenn Close is more or less like, if this gets out, that these seven siblings made it all the way to adulthood,
mm-hmm.
it's going to ruin my career. We can't let that happen. Take them out, but do it quietly, which is funny because she always says do it quietly, but then there's constantly like gunshots and explosions and 47 cops. And
yeah, well, and again, I don't want to get too, I don't know how much we're going to spoil throughout this, though, but there was
not the end.
There was an often time where, well, obviously we can tell you that they all live in the same house and it's an apartment downtown, blah, blah, whatever. It's got secret compartments and shit so they can hide out.
Yeah.
But long of the short is the CAB knows where they live. Yeah. So it took them an awful long time to finally, let's just say, storm the castle, which they do eventually. But when all six of them were holed up, I mean, they could have went there that night. I think the very night Monday went missing if they had abducted Monday.
You know what? They could have. But if you think about it, if you want to keep it quiet, you'll want to see if they're just going to start showing up to work one at
a
time.
Yeah, just pluck them off one by one by one until there's two left. So, yeah, I think that was the running thought of it, I guess.
I mean, let's think about this, I guess, for a minute. Like, if this was a real scenario, how shitty would it be to be Monday? The only day you ever get to go out, you pretty much always have to go to work.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday get to go out, do whatever.
Well, not on Labor Day.
Hey, this is in the future. They might have got rid of Labor Day.
Labor Day, I'm okay.
No, because here's how it happens. They're like, here's the deal. There's too many people. We need to freeze all the kids for later use.
And there's no more holidays.
But now that we've frozen all the kids, now we don't have a workforce, so there's no more holidays. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like they would do something stupid like that.
Right. So without giving up the ending plot twists and turns and what have you, I mean, we could just get into the fact that, in my opinion, this movie's very good.
I was surprised.
I've passed over it about a dozen times scrolling through the Netflix. And then finally you said that you watched it, and I'm like, all right, well, let me get on this thing so we can do this very podcast.
He's talking about the movie when he says he's going to get on this thing.
No. Anyways, so we can get this very podcast going. So it was one of those instances where I'm like, damn it, could have watched this 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be honest. Like I said, passed over it a couple of times, even watched the trailer. I was like, man, it looks pretty good. Meh. You know what I mean? So,
you know what the funny thing is? The reason I watched it was because I was just looking for something to kill time because I was thinking I might want to take a nap. And I was just scrolling through my list on Netflix, and it was on there. And I'm like, I don't remember putting this on there. But I know I like her.
Yeah.
You know, I like...
She was in Bright.
She was in Bright. She was in, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Which is the last good Netflix movie as well. That has gotten the mixed reports, just like this one. If you go and look up any reviews for this movie, it's a 9 or a 10, or it's a 2 or a 3. It's super weird. People that love it, love it. People that hate it, honestly, I couldn't even believe how much they were bashing it on IMDb. And normally I only read user reviews after I see a movie because I don't really care what people think until I know what I think.
And I don't want anything ruined.
Right. And then I know what I think, and now I don't care if somebody spoils it by saying, you know, Bruce Willis killed them all at the end. You know what I mean? He is not in this movie, which makes that even better. So the point being, it was hilarious that a lot of the complaints were, oh, just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm like, well, that's because you're dumb. And then it was like, oh, it's just super duper violent. I don't know why there's so much violence in erotica. And
it's not erotica.
Literally, I saw somebody bring up that it's too erotic like 3 times. There's one sexual scene. And I'm not going to lie, I'm better for it. So I'm glad it was in the movie.
It was
actually pretty awesome.
35 seconds.
And
But
it was also very pertinent to what was going down.
Yeah, but let's put it this way. How can you sit there and say that a movie... There's no way that she can hold a relationship with anybody.
Right.
Because it's 7 different fucking people. So how can you even think that would be erotic?
Well, I mean, she's got to get down sometime.
Well, yeah, you know.
Well, as it turns out, we find out that one of the sisters has never gotten down.
Right.
So,
exactly. She's the one that talks about it all the time.
Right. And she actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was Wednesday.
No, it was Saturday because she was always bragging about how she was out there doing it on the weekends.
Oh, was it Saturday they went out on Wednesday's day?
Yes.
Because Saturday was the blonde, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right? So, anywho, point being, it's hard to keep track of all the days because once this movie starts getting going, they don't really sit you down and put name tags on them. And it's obviously all the same looking character, even with different hair or whatever, so you kind of get it's a little tough to keep track of, but not in a bad way. It only makes me want to watch the movie one more time.
I'm totally gonna be watching this again. I didn't know what to expect, and for people to sit there and bash it, it's just ridiculous to me.
2 people were saying it was too violent. I'm like, yeah, not really. It's no more violent than some movies, and it's a futuristic setting. Now, yeah. People also nitpicked a ton of shit, and it kind of sounded like when you nitpick some things once in a while, but...
Like what?
People were nitpicking the Storm of the Castle scene.
Okay.
When they run out, and then Friday goes back and sort of lays the trap.
Right.
The head CAB agent is basically standing in front of the door when the shenanigans happen.
Right.
But then the scene later, he's downstairs like, hey, guys, we got to close the net around this place. Like, he literally just took the explosion to his gas mask face. Remember?
Yeah, kind of.
So.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to movies like this, it's like. Eh.
But, I mean, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, show me the last movie you guys directed, and then we'll see. Then we can talk.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well, actually, if you go to
there's always gonna be something in a movie, but if you let that ruin it for the movie for you, you're an idiot. Just like the same thing, like when we talked about Star Wars a couple of weeks ago, you know, bombs dropping out of a spaceship and landing on another spaceship in outer space is probably not real.
Right.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like.
You gotta progress the story somehow.
But Deadpool does it the best. Make it obvious. You know what I mean? Hey, what's that guy doing here? He's probably gonna move the story along.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just stay with it, guys.
All right. So, in keeping with I guess standard movie roast tradition, I think we went on enough about whatever. But is there anything you would have done differently if you had made this movie?
No.
You know what?
I mean, I probably would have added more erotica, but.
Normally, I've got a couple of things, but like honestly, and by no means am I saying it's the perfect 10 fucking movie, but for what, I mean, it's a unique story, it's a unique idea with, you know, having the seven twins, and you can only have, you know, one kid, and the whole thing, and then the twist at the end, which we will not give away.
And to be honest, and that was another thing people complained about, people complained that, like, I saw it coming since the movie started, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
depends which part.
I'm happy for you that you're so good at figuring out movies before it's over. You're awesome.
Right.
So that's great. I had some theories myself. So technically, I figured the entire movie out in the very beginning, too, because, you know, your mind's going to play out 14 scenarios. So. Right. You're always wondering which way it could be. So in theory, everybody figures out the movie every time.
Well, there's one part that I completely never even thought of. And I'm not going to give it away, but we will just probably discuss afterwards.
Oh, I think that was what I was thinking. That was my main one, though, I think.
If we're on the same page.
I think we're thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking.
Thinking what I'm throwing down?
Yep.
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 You guys know what we're talking about, right?
Nope. Anywho. So, yeah, and, I put down the information, but the guy that plays the, oh, great, he's got another name, Marwan Kenzari, Adrian Knowles, the CAB agent.
The blonde?
No, the guy with the mustache.
Monday's boyfriend?
Correct.
Yes.
So, turns out,
I like him, he was,
yeah.
It was actually kind of funny when he was like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, he's actually, when he... It all starts to make sense after the first time you see him. Because the first time you see him, you're like, oh, good creeper.
Right?
Ugh, yeah. God.
Yep.
Like, man, why did they even bother giving this guy screen time? And then, as it turns out, he's a pretty good actor, and he has a much bigger role than you think he's going to have in this movie.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Worked out pretty good. What's next? What do you want to do? We're talking numbers?
Is there anything you didn't like?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like I said, it's nowhere by means am I trying to say this is a perfect movie, but
it's definitely not. But I mean, again,
action packed.
But again, for the kind of movie it is, yeah, there's a couple of things that you wouldn't really exactly do. There's a couple of things that you're like, obviously, it's over the top because if the movie was
if every movie was
just people walking down the street and making phone calls like everyone does on a normal daily basis, we'd all be bored. So, you know what I mean? Do you think people living in an apartment is like the fucking show Friends? It's not at all. You know what I mean? So, deal with it. But yeah, anyways, there's a few plot holes, but nothing that you can't get past. This movie's actually pretty good. And for a string of Netflix movies that I thought were not good, that other people thought were good, and now they come out with two that I think are good, that people are sort of either in love with or hate. I don't know. I think Bright and this movie are both pretty good movies. So, and I started The Polka King, and I fell asleep. I don't think it's going to get as high a score as this. It's actually not horrible. It's just not It's about what you would expect from Netflix, though. So, having said that, I think this movie is better than I expect from Netflix.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree because, I mean, I've watched a lot of Netflix originals, and they are so hit or miss, it's not even funny. They're either decent
The shows are normally... The shows have a 75% hit rate, and the movies have about a 40% hit rate,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And when you find one that I liked as much as I like this movie, it's kind of rare for Netflix. Yeah. I mean, God bless them for trying to put out everything, but you can say no.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they just... I'm not saying... I've always been quantity over quality. That's how I live my life. But the point is, though, at some point, it's like, man, just take 5 minutes and edit this thing. Or, you know what I mean? It's like...
Did you try watching Mindhorn yet?
No. No, I don't think I'm going to anytime soon. There's just too many things to watch to...
Yeah.
You know, unless we were going to do a complete bash fest.
Well, we're actually going to do a complete series cast on Peaky Blinders soon.
Pretty
soon. Keep your hats on.
Where are you at?
Middle of season two.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, I started it a week ago, so.
Well, you probably got a week and a half or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anywho, so What Happened to Monday, starring Noomi Rapace and Willem Dafoe. Oh, my God, when she goes out with the skateboard as a kid.
Yep.
What happens to one of you happens to all of you.
Yep.
Whoa, son. I'm sorry, dude. This is a super fun movie. It's got the good amount of action. It's got some.
And again,
some
like I said, it's interesting. It's a little different. And people that say that it's like, oh, it's like every other sci-fi. It's not.
It's
really.
Not.
I mean, it's I don't really know. I'm just so tired of. You know, I know this is like review and roast. Like we hate everything, but
I feel like we like everything.
If you go to the movies and want to have a good time, like you will.
You know what,
straight
Captain, I think we hate everything. I'm going to read off your last six scores for the movies we got here.
I didn't say we do.
8.75, 7.
It's probably a good
movie. 9.
Probably a good movie.
8.
Probably a good
9.5.
Probably a really good movie. This is going to be the lowest score of all of us.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think your 7 is going to be the...
Oh, that. What was that?
American Made.
What was I thinking?
I don't know. I gave it 8.5.
You're out of your goddamn. Anywho. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to give this movie an 8.
Me too. I actually already typed it in.
Good.
As an 8, this is a super fun movie. Highly recommend it. I recommend it to a lady at work, and
she hated it.
No, I haven't. Well, I haven't let her down yet. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think. But anywho, so yeah, What Happened to Monday? Netflix original. Noomi Rapace, Willem Dafoe, some other peeps.
Glenn Close
nailed it.
She's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. She plays the old politician pretty well.
Yeah.
You can find me on the Twittens at XOrsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com or comicroast.com for the podcasts. So, until next time, have a good week.